Brianna, awesome game tonight. Obviously, you guys have just, you knew that this hadn't been done since 1981, and you guys have come in, you made history as the second team to win a section championship, second now to win super sectionals, and you guys are going to state. How are you feeling right now being a part of this, not just this team, but this group of four seniors who have had this goal in mind, and now you've done it?
It feels great. We've been working all season for this, and it just feels awesome that we've made it this far and we're going to state. It feels awesome.
Of course, when you guys were really taking the lead there and extending it out, had a big poke away and were able to knock it right in the hands of Grace. She came down, she hit the basket, and she was fouled. And that's something, obviously, a lot of teams will look out for you, and they'll be like, watch number five in the corner, she'll hit those threes. But really, this postseason, you've had so many times where you've been able to tip the ball away. Was that something coming in that you said, you know what, I'm going to amp up my defense, and this is what I'm going to do, is I'm going to create some turnovers?
I always try to be very aggressive on defense to get turnovers and to get my team the ball.
You know, like I've asked your teammates, and talked to them about, regardless, when you come home, you're going to get some big hardware and everything. And, Claire, she said you guys are going to be happy with the whatever. Peyton kind of said the same thing, said it's a little bit of relief, that you're one of the top four teams in the state. So going in and knowing that, you guys get a couple of days of practice before you make the trip up there. For you as a player, are you like, okay, we know we're one of the top four, we know we're getting a trophy? Or are you just, I'm not satisfied?
I'm not satisfied. I think we can do good this year. I think we can go all the way. I think we can do it.
Of course, this is a situation where you get into a place where you guys don't know teams. Obviously, you knew Tuscola, but you didn't know Salt Fork. You relished against Salt Fork. You didn't know these guys. You guys, again, you relished that fact, and you were able to get two bigger wins, after getting close wins. So for you guys as a senior group and as a team, is it more fun to play the teams that don't know about you and you don't know about them, and no matter what, everybody just has to play their game, bring their A game?
It's probably better to play different teams because they don't know much about us unless if they watch a little bit of film, but it's probably better to play different teams so they don't know how we are and what we can do.
Can't go without talking about just the incredible support that you guys have had, and to know that there were so many fan buses pulling up, and to get in here before they even got here, see that the stands were almost full for your guys' side with just the community members. How much does that mean to you guys as a team?
It means a lot that we know we're going to bring the fans and that everybody has our back and they're going to be there for us. It means a lot to us.